You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Katchmans, and this is your latest look at the Cleveland Indians. I'm joined by Jordan Bastian and JB. We're going to wrap up 2016 here. It was a really special year for the Tribe. A lot of magic in it, a heartbreaking ending in Game 7. But, to get there was still – it's still something kind of hard to wrap your head around. I want to ask you your favorite standout memories and moments from this year. Obviously, a lot of those are probably going to come from October, but when you take the big picture look, first of all, we'll start with the World Series, obviously. What are your memories from covering that event and being around what a lot of people are calling one of the greatest World Series of our time?
Yeah, I think it's funny. You know, the farther removed we get from the World Series, I think the more it's resonating. I think the more we start to realize how incredible that game was. I know personally, you know, when the Cubs won, it was an interesting moment for me because grandfather was a Cubs fan, diehard. He was born in 1909. So he was born the year after they last won. So I'm thinking of my grandpa, and then I get a text from my son, who is now a diehard Indians fan, and he's telling me how he's bawling his eyes out. So, you know, I think for me personally, I was able to sort of, in that moment before we ran downstairs and had to do our job, was kind of able to feel a little bit from each side of the fan base, and that was interesting. But to me, the moment that stands out, and, man, if the outcome would have been different, Rossy Davis probably would have had a statue in a couple years. But that home run, man, I mean, the way the players were pouring onto the field, celebrating that game-tying home run in the eighth inning, you know, as he was rounding the bases, I'll always remember, you know, Francisco Lindor, you know, on the field as well, and, you know, the rest of the guys right behind him. And I mean, what an incredible moment for a game where that seemed lost for so many innings for the Indians to come back and rally. And then all of a sudden, the way that ballpark just erupted in that moment. I mean, that's something, you know, that will give people chills, you know, years from now when they think back to that moment.
Yeah, Davis's home run was a special moment, and I'd say in the history of this franchise. Even though the game turned out the way it did, it was voted Play of the Year in our Esurance Awards this year, I think for good reason. I think it invigorated a lot of people, Indians fans or not. And then you just think about the lead-up to the World Series, and I don't know for you, but for me, I'll never forget just that image of Trevor Bauer on the mound with his finger bleeding out, because I think that really summed up their run in general, was, you know, everything they had to overcome to get to the World Series, and that was kind of a signature photographic evidence of everything they went through.
Yeah, when I think back to the postseason and you exclude the World Series, kind of two things really jump out, and they both came from that Toronto series, and the first one was, the bloody pinky game. You know, I mean, when you know, everything that went in the days leading up to that, him bringing the drone into the press conference, talking about his affinity for Star Wars. You know, we got into an argument over him naming Phantom Menace as one of his favorite Star Wars movies. You know, I mean, it was just ludicrous. Everything that, I mean, you couldn't script the stuff. And then for him to go out there, you know, he tried to pitch, and the idea that he picked dark uniforms because he thought it would hide the blood. And then, of course, it burst open in the first inning. I mean, that was just a crazy level of situation that no one could have anticipated, and a game that, you know, will go down as an all-time great. You know, the bullpen coming in and doing more than eight innings of work to patch it together, and then beating Toronto in that game. That was an incredible game. And then the other one is the clinching game when Ryan Merritt, you know, this little skinny lefty from Texas, who had 11 innings in the big leagues to his belt. Jose Bautista had the now famous quote of, he'll probably be shaking in his boots more than us. And then for the kid to go out there and shut down Toronto for, you know, four plus innings and ultimately what ended up being a shutout. And then for him, and then seeing him lifting those boots in the champagne celebration when they clinched their berth to the World Series. I mean, those are two games and two moments that were just pretty incredible.
It was. And then, of course, Mark Shapiro making his way through the clubhouse to congratulate everybody.
Yep.
Just that odd storyline of it being a team he helped build, and then he moved to Toronto, and within a year, they're facing each other on that particular stage. And Terry Francona had to beat Boston to get to that point, and then they go against the Cubs, and it's the two longest droughts in MLB. It's, I mean, geez, as a writer, the Indians did your job for you in that month of October. It was all laid out there on the table. But how about just the regular season itself, the year itself? Obviously, the Andrew Miller trade stands out as a signature moment in this franchise, a kind of move that you don't typically see around here, and it obviously made all the difference. But what else stands out to you?
Well, I think it's funny. When I was writing a piece the other day trying to break down some of the top moments, and after I was done, I was like, oh, man, I didn't even mention the 14-game winning streak. You know, because so much happened in this season that it's especially in October, that it's easy to forget some of the other incredible moments that happened. You know, that 14-game winning streak ended with a 19-inning marathon in Toronto. And again, Trevor Bauer linked to Toronto again. It's a little bit of foreshadowing maybe, although this time he lasted more than one inning. He came out of the bullpen, logged five shutout innings in a game that went 19 innings. And I think the thing I'll never forget about it is when that game ended, Bauer just standing on the field and just not moving. Like, the game had ended, people were leaving the field, and he just stayed there for a moment like, oh, my God, it's over. We did it. You know, so 19 innings to cap off a franchise record 14-game winning streak, which was the longest winning streak in the American League since the A's rattled off 20 in the famous Moneyball season. So, I mean, that was pretty memorable. And, you know, they had 11 different walk-offs, 9 different guys came through. You know, so those were fun. You know, the emergence of Francisco Lindor, who obviously broke onto the scene a year ago, but over a full season this year, I think we continue to see his star rise. The breakout year for Jose Ramirez, who no one really expected to be what he was. The Andrew Miller trade, the Jonathan Lucroy trade that didn't happen. I mean, there are so many things, and I think the Lucroy trade was crazy on another level as well, just because we were already shocked that they pulled off this Miller deal, and then amidst that, now we've got rumors that they pulled off another one to get Jonathan Lucroy. And, you know, if he wouldn't have vetoed that trade and blocked it, you know, we wouldn't have seen Roberto Perez shine on the October stage in the way that he did. So, you know, I think there's so many elements of this season that, you know, were kind of storybook. It's just unfortunate if you're an Indians fan that the storybook didn't include that, you know, storybook ending.
Yeah, and if a couple guys don't get banged for PEDs, we don't see much of Tyler Naquin. And then he had maybe the signature moment of the regular season with the sprint around the base pass and the inside the park home run against Toronto. So, there's a lot of magic to 2016, no question about it. And a tough act to follow in 2017. But the good news there, of course, is the Indians have most of this club coming back in 2017, and obviously still some moves to be made in the lead-up to spring training. Jordan Bastian will be all over that for MLB.com. I want to thank him for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.